السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah has given us opportunity to understand, to engage, and to be involved in certain activities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, our entire progeny, those who will engage with amal saliha, those who establish salah, and make all of us amongst those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. My respected brothers, when it comes to our interaction, our relationship, and then looking at whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world in a positive mindset, in the mindset of appreciating that, that makes our life in this world easy, and it gives us opportunity to maximize whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us on this earth. Last year we went through our internal purification of our heart. Once you purify your heart, it is an ongoing process. It's not like, you know, today you go, you take a 1 hour bath and you say, okay, for the rest of the year, I'm not going to take a bath. No, not like that. Every single day, you clean yourself. Every week, you groom yourself. Similarly, when it comes to purification of your heart, it is a process that we go through daily, weekly, monthly, annually, with that we have to concentrate. So the reflection of it, when your heart is getting purified, the reflection of it is that comes through your behavior, your attitude, the way you look at things in this world. Every single thing in this world, whatever evil has happened, that evil exists because of the nafs and the shaitan. If you see the root cause of it is the nafs of the human being and the shaitan's influence. Nothing else. So when it comes to our purification of our heart and our relationship, first of all, we need to appreciate life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed on this earth. Sometimes when we face challenges, we ask this question. We lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask this question by ourselves, why am I living? What is the purpose of my existence? This is the level of depression and situation comes in. And these days, in the modern science, they speak so much about psychological problems, mental health problems. There was a time when the WHO, World Health Organization, found that when they actually begin, they never spoke about the mental health. It was all about only the physical health. But now when it comes to health, it's combination of physical plus mental. And one of the main root cause of our physical illness, it's the effect that we get through our mental stress. And one of the main thing that mentally, if we have to be strong, we have to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's very, very important. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, first of all, we need to appreciate the life. There are certain questions runs in our mind. It's everyone, brothers, sisters, all of us. Sometimes we don't think, we just live. We need to ask this question. This life, did I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this life? Did we ask? Did any one of us, do you remember it your entire life? Allah, give me a worldly life. We can't remember that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this life for us. There are so many people, right? Their parents conceive them, but they don't make it to the world. The miscarriage and done. They don't make it. So there's different stages of life. When you pass at every stage, you pass one by one. All that happens with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing happens in this earth, not even a single sin, or single minute, or single second that we live in this world, or that we receive, doesn't happen without the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all, the positive thinking that we should all have, understand this life. I didn't choose this life. Allah chose this life. Allah placed me into this earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating Adam alayhi salam, before Adam alayhi salam, you know, went to heaven, before Adam alayhi salam, you know, his temptation didn't allow, then he, you know, went and ate the fruit of the tree. Or before all of that, the idea is presented to the angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I'm going to create a creation who is going to be my khalifa. In this earth, he's going to be khalifa. Ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the worldly life. Fil ard. But then Allah had a process, a system. A system. All of us are created for the heaven, Jannah. That's why Adam alayhi salam was first sent there. That is our home. That is our home. We all are waiting for that. But to get there, there is a process. To get there, there is a process. First, you need to exist. That existence comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended, and each and every one of us, remember my dear brothers, each and every one of us, it's not just like, you know, in a huge factory, there's a machine, and it just, you know, every one of us are designed individually by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us. We don't realize that. Every one of us. To minute detail, our DNA, our gene, our fingerprints, our desires, the way we think, all of these things is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chemistry comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things, my respected brothers, so each and every one of us, if we make it to this world, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. He has given us the opportunity where we can get the highest place in Jannah. Highest place in Jannah. He wants us to become the servant that Allah is pleased with. He wants us to, you know, live a happy and content life in this world. And He wants us to be successful in every stage. But He put us through different challenges. And the challenges are given to us by measuring our strength and weakness. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah is not Balim. Allah will never oppress. He's not going to give you a 20 kg to carry if you're unable to carry. It's like little bit. So you see, from the birth till you become tamiz, that's the age of 12 and 13, until that, there's no taklif. Allah said, live your life freely. Nothing. Whatever happened at that time, He's not going to question. So solid 10 years of life Allah has given us. Within that period, if we don't make it above, within that we pass away, what happened? There is no question, no reckoning, we go to wreck. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a special Jannah. It's called Baytul Hamd. All those children, before they reach the maturity, before they reach the tamiz, if they pass away, all of them are waiting for the parents, and they become a blessing for the parents who is struggling in this world. Remember, my dear brothers. Who is going through different type of struggle, that's going to be one of their, what? fallback plan.
Fallback plan. So every single thing happens in this world, it's a blessing.
So first we need to understand, if Allah has blessed me life in this world and He has blessed me, you know, to live longer and longer and longer. That means we pass our childhood, and when you reach the youth, teenage, it's a blessing. But it has its own challenges. It has its own challenges. Right? You pass that, you reach your 20s, and you begin your own family. Again, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it has its own challenges. You go on. And some of us, Allah bless us with children, for some no children. Again, both blessings.
Both of them are blessings.
If Allah blessed us with children, we become parents. Mother, father, Allahu Akbar. Is there anything greater? Is anything greater in this world than becoming a parent? Can we have any greater ni'mah after Iman and after Islam and after understanding, recognizing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than having children? Can anyone, any power in this world, can they give you that gift? Can they give you that gift? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. This hiba, this gift of child, this gift of children is given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Male and female is Allah decide. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانَ وَإِنَاثَ. Allah makes for certain people, give them boys and girls. Can anyone do that? No. It's a blessing. Right? You pass. You make them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, you know, as parents, especially when it comes to bringing up daughters. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why he emphasized that? At that time in the society, people look at girls to be a burden. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you, Allah bless you with daughters and you bring them up with law, good manners and character and haya, and you give them in marriage, mashallah, 2-3 daughters, you're going to be with me in Jannah like this. Allahu Akbar. See, what an opportunity. What a great opportunity.
So it's a blessing.
And then you become a grandparent. You still just try to appreciate the life. Every stage is a blessing. Every stage is a blessing. And I'm sure there's a lot of grandfathers here, grandmothers here. That's a different enjoyment, different happiness. See, your children's children, you know, and sharing your experience with them. And it gives you different joy, Allahu Akbar. But some of us don't get there. Some of us don't get there. We just hear about our grandparents, but we never had physical experience with our grandparents. Last December and January, when I was here 2 months ago, my grandfather, my mother's dad, passed away. I think many of you knew, mashallah, all of you made dua. Jazakumullah khaira. So, lots of good memories we have. And that good memories, you know, it's a blessing. If Allah has given you children and your children continue having children, it's a blessing. Even you are in qabr, Allahu Akbar, your book of deed is still open. It's all coming there. It's open. Your entire progeny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you a copy will be sent without reducing the original will not be compromised, but you will get a copy. You will get one. Allah will give. So every stage is blessing. Every stage. And all these stages, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you go through these stages, all these stages are designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He gives you those challenges and He will give you the strength to overcome those challenges. So first, when it comes to our life, interacting our life, first we need to appreciate this life. When Allah has given us this life, be happy and accept it. And in Surah Al-Dahr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Doesn't the insan, human being, remember, Remember a stage where he was not even, you cannot even call him a human. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us our beginning. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appreciated with a life. He has blessed us with a life. So first we need to appreciate our own life and feel, every one of us, a believer will always feel, this is a feeling, this is sometimes you say it's a psychological problem, he's depressed, no. A person, a mu'min, a believer, he will always feel that he's blessed. He's blessed. Allah has chosen him. He will never look at someone else and feel inferior. He will not look at another person's life and feel jealous. If he's feeling inferior, if he's feeling lower, if he's feeling jealous, looking at other people, that means something wrong, especially in your iman first. You're not accepting that, you know, Allah have created me unique and special and he has blessed me. I cannot compare myself with anyone else. Many of us in this world, in many things, this is what shaitan tried to do. Shaitan, he wants us to live with hum and gham, with worry, with anxiety, with depression. So one of the way he does it, that he makes us see other people's blessings. He actually, you know, blinds us with the blessings that we have. He always shows the blessings of others. We need to always see the blessing that upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessing upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's blessing sometime. If you happen to meet people, meeting people, it's also a blessing. You don't know. Interacting with people, every single thing is a blessing. So we need to learn and recognize from morning to evening, in every moment, the blessing of life. Allah has blessed me. Allah has blessed me. And that has to come into my mind. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Again, it interacts. It is something got to do with your inner feeling. Being grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something which comes from inside. Appreciating. But then you appreciate this life. Appreciate this life. Not going to complain. Every single thing, you're going to take it up positively. And you're not going to give up. Not losing hope and saying that you feel very blessed. When you wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, you feel blessed. You feel blessed. Allah have blessed me. Alhamdulillah. So one of the main way of spiritual appreciating, that you see your blessing upon you, and then when you look at other people, the interaction with others, you will always see not their shortcomings. Not their shortcomings. You try to recognize that Allah have blessed me more than that person. When it comes to blessing, you appreciate that. It can be through your iman. In any way, you can get one. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me. But if you see someone who has been blessed more than you, sometimes yes, then you have to say, what? You need to make dua. When in general you say, MashaAllah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, if you see a person is MashaAllah, is smart and healthy, you make dua for his health, so that Allah will give that health and that blessing on you as well. You make dua. Allah increase in his wealth. Now you see a person is wealthy. You don't ask, Allah, I need that same car. No, say Allah, give barakah in his wealth, increase in his wealth. The angels will say, Walaka mithlu dhalik. Allahumma ameen, Walaka mithlu dhalik. May the same be to you. So when you make dua for him, that means what? You're not going to have, with jealousy, you're not going to make dua. Anyway, you're not going to make dua. I say, no, why is that? No. You need to train yourself, train your nafs, train your mind, saying that all that, it doesn't belong to him. Allah gave him. When you connect that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to be jealous. Can you be jealous with Allah? Can you envy and be have inferior feeling with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You can't. But you can do that with another person. But whenever you see a blessing on other people, you connect that this is from Allah. This is from Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, I accept the taqseem. Allah have actually distributed everything. Fair and just. Some people, Allah has given certain things, but Allah has not given certain things. He used to say, some people have a lot of wealth. He says, لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِجُّهَالِ مَالٍ. Allah has given me, given us knowledge, and for people who are ignorant, Allah has given them wealth. So you, which one is more valuable, knowledge or wealth? I don't say, لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِجُّهَالِ مَالٍ. The knowledge. You saw Allah has done taqseem in this world. So this is something very, very important. We need to ask our prayer, our salah, month of Ramadan, our interaction. If we are lacking with this, we need to tell ourselves continuously. And we need to train our children from young days in this entire world, this era of social media. Everyone, you know, posts about themselves, boast about themselves. Everyone, these youngsters, they feel inferior. They feel, oh, I'm not blessed. I don't have this. In from every single thing, from clothing to phones to every single thing, that's how they try. This is what Shaitan wants. To bring that mindset. My dear respected brother, that's a problem. It's a disease in our Iman. Iman, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we accept his entire, his distribution, his taqseem. We accept it and we are content with that. We are pleased, happy. If you take family, you have 5, 6 siblings. All of them are not equal. Outward you say, everyone in different field, different, everyone have their own nasib, their own share of this world. No one, another person cannot even take that. That's why we say, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'atayt. Such a beautiful dua. After salam, these things you see, but the problem, sometimes we don't need much of talks. These du'as, if we internalize, that itself will boost us every single day. Soon as we give salam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us certain sunnah, adhkars, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 3 times istighfar. And then, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram. Some add, wa ilayka ya'udu salam. But the hadith says, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram. What does it mean? We make istighfar, Allah forgive me. Why we ask forgiveness? Because when it comes to doing the duty, the salah, the ruku and sujood, we cannot do it perfectly. We just prayed asr. Did we have full concentration and khushu and khudu? Allah will forgive us. That's why we ask forgiveness. Allah, please forgive us. We cannot do haqqa tilawa, haqqa sujood. That's right. Haqqa fi wama qadarullaha haqqa qadri. We are not giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right qadr, the position that we're supposed to do. And then what we say, Allahumma anta salam. Allah, you are salam. The peace means it's you. Wa minka salam. If you know, through salah we're supposed to get that peace. That's why you're saying, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. And salam comes from whom? From you, Ya Allah. Tabarakta ya jazalali wa ikram. If anything is blessed, Allah, everything is blessed because of you, Ya Allah. You are Ya Zal Jalal, the mighty, and Ikram, the most honored, dignity, and the karam, all that comes in. Then we say what? Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt. Allah, no one has the strength and ability deprive you. Deprive. La mani'a lima atayt. Deprive me from what you have given. No one. See, what a powerful statement we are saying. Can anyone deprive you? You think, oh, this guy cut it, you know, he did this, he did that. Sometimes certain people are means. It's not meant to be. Allah used certain asbab and it doesn't reach you. It doesn't reach you. La mani'a lima a'tayt. Wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. And wallah, no one can give it to me something which you have deprived. Over Allahu Akbar. Hadith al-Qudsi says everyone, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِذْ everyone gather. And if they intend to benefit you, يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ. They will never ever be able to benefit except what Allah has written, that's it. The whole world, just imagine the power, everything get together, do it. So this is something very important. When it comes to appreciating, I'm coming back to the same topic. Appreciate the life that Allah has given. We must feel that I'm blessed, alhamdulillah. I am blessed in our own way. And this feeling has to be spoken, communicated for our children. But unfortunately, sometimes we preach the negative. We say, see, that guy take good marks. We compare. See, if he can become hafiz, why you can't become hafiz? These are not positive way of putting it. There's no positive way of putting it. Sometimes we intend good, right? We intend good. We want them to encourage, have some competition. Right? But we can put it in a positive way. You can always put them in a positive way. There's no comparison. You must always say, identify their unique ability and maximize on that. You need to actually make them compare from their own action. Now you have to tell, okay, in the morning, you say, in the morning, if you can do this, how come it's not possible for you to do it in the evening? You compare with them. That will give them the strength. That's it. If you keep comparing, if you keep doing that, it brings frustration if they don't make it. Remember once. It becomes a psychological pressure. Psychological pressure. Sometimes it happens to us too. We are working, okay, there's different stage of life. First, like I said, first 10 years, we are free. La'ibu wala. It's just playing and, you know, fun and amusement, nothing. You pass that, wazinatu wa tafakhur. That is the teenage, what happened? Now we are always more concentrated about the beauty. Beauty, and you try to say, oh, nice man, and good hairstyle. This is the stage two. And then comes tafakhurum il amwali wal awlad. Now the state, then you pass that. I say, okay, all these things, these guys, they don't know, man, we need to now make money, man. I need to have one, two wives, a lot of children. No, I mean, sisters must be listening. No, I'm just generally saying it. Every man wants to, you know, increase, have more children, have more wealth. وَتَكَاثُرُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And that stage you come and you try to compare you with another person. If he can, don't compare. Yes, having good intention, working hard, earning, it's halal, it's a part of ibadah, you should do it. But you should do for the right reason, not comparing and competing with anyone else. In amal you should do, in good deeds you should do, you should see that and try. And that should be a motivating factor when it comes to salah, when it comes to other things. But when it comes to worldly affairs, no. Because worldly affairs, only what is written for you, you get it, how much ever you compare and you make competition. But when it comes to iman, when it comes to akhirah, the more you make effort, Allah will increase. Allah will give you that. It's Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the competition, healthy competition. They didn't compete in the worldly matters, but they compete in the matters of akhirah. So this is very, very important. When it comes to our interaction with other people, before we interact with other people, we need to appreciate. When you're a happy person, that happiness reflects on all around the people in surrounding. When you have a bad mood, you enter home, your wife, everyone knows, oh, today there is something wrong. Because there is a negative impact is there. But you enter home with smile, with positive, you're happy. What happened? Everyone benefits, right? First, you being happy is very important. We be content is very important. To do that, we need to be content with whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes something happens, you get really angry, frustrated. But when you accept that, oh, this alhamdulillah, there's some good in it. The frustration goes away, the anger goes away. The calmness comes in. You're going to be calm. If not, what happened? You're going to find someone to blame. Either you need to blame yourself, or you blame someone else, right? For downfall, that's happened. But yes, you say, okay, yes, it's a mistake, but alhamdulillah. This is, you know, something worse could have happened, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded me. This is what, because in every single thing, worse can happen. You know, recently all of us know what happened in Turkey, you know. There was an earthquake. And in one video, I keep seeing sometimes. There's a father carrying a child and crying and rushing out of the, you know, rubbles. But the only word he's saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. You know, if you don't have Iman, if you don't have Islam, and that moment, how can you say Alhamdulillah? You lost everything. For 40 years you earn, you build a house, you live there, your family, everything. You have lost everything. Can you say Alhamdulillah? Just look at it that perspective. You can't. But this Iman, the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that. Alhamdulillah. What he's saying? He have lost family members and everyone, but he's saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah has spared my life and Allah has spared one of my child. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. See? Appreciating that at that moment, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah can do wonders. And you know, a mother has given birth under a problem and mother dies, but the child survives. Allah, rescue workers take the child and comes out and say, Alhamdulillah. The child is orphaned. We're going to be very sorry about it. But Allah has a plan for that child. We don't know what that child is going to do in this earth. If Allah have, you know, spare that child's life, that means that child has a mission in this world. That child has a mission. Let me conclude. In South Africa, one of the oldest and one of great scholars, first to migrate from India, is Maulana Qasim Sima, rahimahullah. He graduated, one of the first Deobandi graduates from India, but then he's originally from South Africa. He went and studied, he came back. It's in early 1900s. What happened when he was getting back? It's very popular. You go and see in, you type in Google, this incident comes up. The entire ship toppled. It's about 18 or 17 people survived. The rest all died. Amongst the survivors, one of them is Maulana Qasim Sima. So, there's a lot of struggle. But he, at that time, he used to tell us, you know, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to meet that great person and learn some things from him in his late age, when he was 80s, 89 and on. He said one thing, I gave Allah wa'ada, Allah, if you, then he was young, he said, I was only 19, 20 years old, very young, 20, 21, just graduating and coming back, very young. But Allah, if you give me another chance, you know, it's now you don't have hope. I'm going back to South Africa for a mission. I want to go and start. This is the first Darulum in South Africa, Darulum Newcastle, the first Darulum. I'm going back to establish a Darulum there. So for that, Allah must give him an opportunity. But Allahu Akbar, Allah protected his life. He established the Darulum. He lived closer to 94 years old. Allahu Akbar. He completed a mission. He is the first person. If you go to South Africa, there are different communities who migrated from India, Pakistan and other places. But the person first went to go and taught the Africans, the natives, Islam. He's the first person to translate the Quran from, you know, Arabic to the native language Zulu and Xhosa. His mission. If Allah, this is what we need to realize, recognize. If Allah has given me life, then I have a mission to do. I have something to accomplish. Sometimes it is personal. You accomplish personally, you as a family, there's a legacy behind. You leave behind that legacy. Oh, as a community, as an individual. It's not just you come and you be just a consumer in this world. You eat, drink and go. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. This is Allah's question. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think that Allah have created you? عَبَث. عَبَث means there is no purpose for it. There is no purpose. No, Allah did not create us as عَبَث. 8 billion, you know, people are living in this world at the moment. Each and every one of them is created for a purpose. Some of them recognize it and they complete, they work on it. Very few people, majority live their life just, they consume it, they go. They consume, they go. So when it comes to our interaction, this is something very important. First, let us appreciate the life that Allah has given. And feel blessed. And I'm stage by stage, I have passed. Stage by stage, I have come through. Alhamdulillah. That means, end of the day, whatever has happened, in whatever stage you are, if you're going to return, you're going to return to the same place. Your childhood, you pass away, you go to the same place. Your teen, you pass away, you go to the same place. Anyway, you're going to go same place. But you leave, if Allah giving you longer life, then Allah is giving you to establish, leave a legacy behind. Where you can connect, have impact on people around you, more and more and more. Sometimes you live short, little life, but your impact is great. Like Imam Nawawi Rahimullah. Imam Nawawi Rahimullah lived only about 42 years. Very little. But the job he did, when it comes to knowledge of deen, what he left behind, Allahu Akbar. Even today we are remembering. So that's very important. It's not the how long you live, the quality of your life. The impact that you're going to leave behind. So that's very important. So let us first appreciate. So today's topic, I went around here and there, all that. But in nutshell, summarizing what it is, this life is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah's choice, not by our choice. If it is our choice, we decide to stay how long and how short. We don't have a choice. It's by His choice, by His irada, He has given us this life. And then we are blessed. First, we appreciate. We should be happy. This life by Allah, He has given me. And whatever His taqseem, the portion that He has given me, I'm happy with it. Alhamdulillah. This has to come in from within us, our children, family, you know, brothers, sisters, everyone. We appreciate that portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, inshallah. So tomorrow, we will continue. This is first, we appreciate our life. And then other blessings that Allah has given us, which is outside from our own self. We need to appreciate that. We react, we interact with that. We interact. And how do you appreciate that? Is it a burden? Is it difficult? Is it a hassle? Is it a challenge? What it is? How can we convert all of that as a blessing? All of that is a blessing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that, you know, happiness and contentment with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taqseem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.